أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون. صدق الله العظيم. The last few آيات الله تبارك وتعالى discussed this qarya or this village or city in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down these messengers, three of them. The people resisted, they did not accept, but one person had accepted, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concluded with the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with Jannah and the rest were destroyed. In these last few ayats of this ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in a very general sense, and here we go back to the original theme that before this incident Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was dialogued with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam very directly, describing the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the resistance that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will meet from his people, that most of them will not accept the deen of Allah. Allah says, Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. Hasrat actually means regretful, sorrowful is the condition of the servants. Some have said, He Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about a servant when he comes on the plains on the day of Qiyamah, or even after he leaves this world in his qabr, and he realizes this entire reality of the hereafter, that whatever has been described by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the people of the past, the various anbiya, the realization now comes that this is all true and there is going to be absolutely nothing but hasrat, absolutely nothing but regret and sorrow that will come upon a person, because now it is too late. There is no return that a person can return back into this world and make good. There is absolutely no way out for any individual. And this will be that hasrat, this will be the regret and the remorse. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ. No rasool had come to mankind from the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam right up to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This has been a consistent thing, that every rasool that had come, إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, but the people had made a mockery of them, that they mocked this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made a mockery of the whole concept of nubuwat, this whole message that had come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it is because of this mockery that there will be this kind of hasrat, this kind of remorse and regret. Now here, one or two very important aspects. Even in our situation, that when we have brought iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to make what the ulama have termed as istihza, to make a mockery of deen, any aspect of deen, or to make a mockery of the Quran Kareem, or to make a mockery of any command of Allah, or to make a mockery of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to make a mockery of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is regarded as very severe in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that can create the loss of iman. It can be a means of deviation from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it is very important that if we are unable to fulfill any command of Allah, or unable to fulfill any sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rather we have the regret and the remorse in this world, that say to Allah that I cannot do this, I cannot fulfill it because of my inherent weakness. Ya Allah, you give me the strength. Rather than making a mockery of any aspect of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alam yaraw kam ahlakna qablahum min al-qurun annahum ilayhim la yirji'un. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the other aspect, and that is in this world, that do they not see how many of the nations of the generations before them we have destroyed? They had witnessed this in their various travels to different parts of the world. They had seen the ruins of the people of the past. They had seen the destruction
They had an idea of the history of these people that were destroyed, but what they had to understand was this destruction had come because they denied the messenger of that particular time and they denied the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, that certainly they are not going to return to them. Now one is this, that these nations are not going to come back into the world. The people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, or the people of Aad or Thamud, nobody is going to come back and nobody is going to tell us a story of what happened and what the reality is. And neither would our fathers and forefathers come back to tell us what had happened. So we have to believe in what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tells us. Some of the commentators said, أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, that even the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam that have left this world, they are also not going to come back to tell us in reality, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system does not work that way. وَإِنْ كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعُ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. Now that was the adhab of this world, but what will happen on the day of Qiyamah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is absolutely no one amongst them, but all of them will be presented in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. There is absolutely no escape from this reality. There is no exception to this rule and this law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the one very singular fact, and that is all of us have to stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in these ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about this very important issue, that rather we have regret in this world, and that regret means that we turn to Allah in tawbah, seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, rather than having any form of regret in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.